This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
This program is sponsored by New Zealand Bridge, sponsors of Grassroots Bridge across the nation.
Welcome to the Bridge Zone. You're at the table with Barry and Mariana. Not Barry. Guess not what not. Time it is.
What time is it?
10:59.
If only people knew the hours that the Bridge Zone operates, they'd think we were insane. I've just got back from the trip to Pew Pew, and I couldn't do it any earlier.
That's quite all right, and I'm reading a book. Let's start the week. Success at Atlanta for Matt Brown. Pretty good.
Pretty impressive stuff. So as Richard Solomon said in his article, Kiwi successes in American national competitions are rarities. Well done to Matthew Brown, who was in the team which won the mixed Swiss teams on the last 2 days of the fall nationals in Atlanta, Georgia, earlier this month.
It was the ACBL Falls National. I think that's great. And he was playing with John McAllister, who's been on the show before. We were talking about his doco, Double Dummy.
It was a few years ago that John was on here, but and he played at the New Zealand Bridge Congress too, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, that's right, yep.
Also in the team were Lily Justman and Sophia Baldus. Have I pronounced that correctly?
I don't know. I'm not even going to attempt that. Yeah, have a read on the New Zealand Bridge website. Yeah. Pretty cool.
If you're listening, well done.
Sure, he'll get it through the Bridge Zone grapevine that we spoke about it. Congratulations, Matt. The other thing I was going to say was Papatoa next week, three nights of bridge.
Is there a tournament down in Wellington or somewhere on the same days? I better just have a look.
Is that the Poppy something?
The Poppy something. No, it's not. The Poppy something is later. This is the Suzanne Duncan Memorial Pairs.
Oh, right. Well, I'm getting used to these names of these tournaments now.
I think it's probably over the same nights. Played over three consecutive nights. So, yep, played the same nights as Papatoa. So people will be playing Wellington, we'll be playing Papatoa. I'll be getting a ride in the bath.
Actually, I've done something to my cars just last week.
What have you done?
I have put alloy gaiters on our cars, and they come all the way from New Plymouth. Pretty cool.
What are alloy gaiters?
It's trims that you put on around the rims of your car, and they protect your alloy rims from curving. You'll be able to see it.
Was the Falcon got those on as well?
Yep. Falcon's got blue ones and my little Fiat's got red ones.
So are we taking the bath or the Falcon?
All right. We're going to take the Falcon, but I'll bring you a picture of the bath because I don't think we'd four of us would comfortably enjoy the ride up to Auckland in the little thing. You'll have your knees up by your ears.
Well, you know, when you go to play in a bridge tournament and there's four of you in a car and you play 26 boards and come home again, sometimes the reality of the situation is you are going to be uncomfortable. Some bad things will have happened to you, right? And you'll have to fess up to them on the ride home. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of stories on the way home from Papatoa.
Oh, I think it'll be fun. They've got some good numbers. I think it was over 22 tables at the last count.
Actually, that is one of the benefits of face-to-face, actually. Going on a car trip with somebody or a road trip with somebody and coming home with all four of you trying to talk at once, usually, about what happened to you on board 11.
What did you do there? Or what didn't you do there?
But it is a lot of fun, isn't it, Mariana?
It is. Can't wait.
It's a lot more fun if some of your stories had happy endings, but still.
I remember there was four of us, we went up to Franklin Bridge Club for some tournament, a restricted tournament, and all of us brought home a bottle of wine. It was a great tournament.
Did all the bottles of wine make it home?
They did make it home. Okay. I think they'll be happy with their numbers. They'll probably be increasing, but how many do you think they can use, or would they use two rooms if the numbers got up?
I haven't played at Papatoa for a year or two, but they have quite a reasonable sized room, but I can't imagine they would fit. I mean, 22, that must be getting close to their limit.
Yeah, well, I guess they could slide a couple more tables down in front of the bar area, you know. You got nothing to do next week? Come and have a chat with us. We'll be at Papatoa.
I think you're talking about pen numbers, Mariana. There's only 12 and a half tables.
Oh, yeah, true.
24.
See, I've been away from bridge so long, I can't even count properly.
They've got 13 and a half tables. That's actually 27.
Well, thank goodness someone's looking at the facts.
And I see that your longtime partner, Kevin Birch, is playing as well. So it's going to be interesting to see who ends up with the bragging rights at the end of 3 nights.
I think he always plays that tournament with Carol DeLuca.
Well,
And then
anyway.
straight after that, you've got the Auckland 3-day tournament.
Surely you're not thinking about taking another 3 trips up, are you?
Yeah, probably. I think I did that last year. We'll see. You normally play there, or you normally play the first two?
We haven't actually played them. Sometimes we've played both of them. Sometimes we've played one and not the other. It's a while since we've played either of them, actually.
Oh, right.
So how's the new committee going at the Hamilton Bridge Club, Mariani? You've got a couple of new people on board.
We haven't had a meeting yet. We're going to probably hold a Zoom meeting sometime real soon. We meet again in January, and that's the January, February one, because we don't sort of kick off until March. It's good to get fresh blood on committees. I wonder how many other clubs got some new blood. So we've
Yeah,
got
well,
three new committee members this year, and they're going to bring some community experience, some in IT. Yeah, they're all willing to learn. You got
hey,
to get
look,
this new blood in.
there's nothing wrong with a bit of old blood. Just wonder if how many people can say they've been on the committee for decades, and boy, what would we do without those people? So, hey, look, if you want to email us in, who's the longest serving committee member on a Bridge Club in New Zealand?
Oh.
Bridgezoneshuffle at gmail.com. Email it in. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? Let us know.
I think we've got a committee member that's been on since Adam wore knickerbockers. I'll have to ask him how long. We
Yep,
might even have two, but I definitely know one's longer than the other.
that's a pretty thankless job. Everybody wants to complain to somebody who's on the committee about something, but if you ask if they want to go on the committee, they run like the wind, Mariana, and you never see them again.
Right, now you were going to talk to us about Overtrick.
Over tricks and under tricks,
There
but
we go.
particularly over tricks. Now, I still don't think a lot of people, particularly newer players, understand how important over tricks are, the way the scoring system works. It's not about the size of the score you get. It's great to get a bit of slam and get 1440 or double somebody and get 800. But the reality of it is, it's just one board, and that'll get you a very good board on that board. On the next board, you can do just as well. You get 2 points for every pair you beat. So if everybody's in two hearts or something, like say they're all in two hearts and they're all making two, or maybe they're making three. Well, if you're the only one that makes four, you're going to get the same top board that you got for that 1440 for bidding a slam and making it. So I cannot stress enough how important over tricks are. And I can tell you, and some listeners are not going to believe this, Mariana, but there are lots of good players who will risk going down in their contract just for that valuable over trick. And it's sort of the maths sort of work out. If you're really confident that that finesse is going to work, but if it doesn't work, you go down, then it's worth taking. If it's going to work 60% of the time and you're going to get a top board, it's worth it. Over tricks are just absolutely critical. The only time when you don't worry about an over trick is, and this is the sort of stuff that top players think about when they're playing in a contract and think, is this a normal contract? Am I in a bad contract? If I'm in a bad contract, I'm in three clubs when everybody else is going to be in one, no trump making two, that means I've got to make four of the minor to make it. So you take all sorts of risks to try and beat the people that are in one no trump. But if you're in a really good contract, say you've got to three no trumps and you've only got 23 points between you, that happens, Mariana. Don't tell me it doesn't, because I've seen it.
Yeah.
She's looking very guilty, folks. I can see she's actually, I believe she's got to three no trumps with less than 23 points. But anyway, so if you're in three no trumps with only 23 points, but you've got nine tricks on top and you're in, and that's going to be a good result for you because most of the field won't be there. So don't take any risks in that situation. Just take your nine tricks. You know you're going to get a good board. You don't have to gamble on another one. Is this all too much to think about, Mariana?
At 11:11,
Yeah.
it
11:11. I hope plane isn't going to crash anywhere near us sometime soon.
Isn't there a time, though, where it's not about over tricks? Is that Swiss pairs, is it? Just making a contract?
I'm talking about duplicate pairs here, where I'm
Okay.
talking where the
Yeah.
overtricks are really important. So Swiss pairs or teams, you're right, not so important. And also when you're in a really good contract, or if you're in a doubled contract, if you're in two hearts doubled and you can see a way to make eight tricks, just make them. Don't try and make three. Don't be worried about the overtrick. Just try
Make
and
that
make your
one.
contract, because you know that two hearts doubled making two hearts is going to be great.
What was that tip that you said the other week that Bob Hammond said about if you know that you should be in game and you're not sure what it is, pick three no trumps?
Hammond's rule, or Hammond's
Yeah.
law, which is if you've got a number of choices about what to bid and you want to be in game, if one of the choices is three no trumps, go for that one. If you're
Right.
not sure, you've got a number of options and three no trumps is one of the options, go for three no trumps. Doesn't always work, but it scores better than anything else.
I think a normal comment when they're playing in a minor and they're sort of at the three level, and then when they finish and they've got, like nine tricks, is like, oh, we should have been in three no trumps. But no one seems to do that. And I think you get that comment at least once a session. Oh, should have been no trumps. And they're fighting over it. Well, who's going to bid it? You or me? I don't want to bid it. You have to bid it.
Well, when you're in a minor, even if you get to game in a minor, you get to five diamonds or five clubs, Miranda, that's nearly slam.
I know.
You're only one trick short of a slam. In fact, once again, a lot of the top players, if they've gone past three no trumps and they've got to five of a minor, is a lot to be said for just bidding six, because you're going to lose to all the people in three no trumps anyway. If you're in five clubs making six and everybody else is in three no trumps making four, they get 630 and you only get 620. So they're all going to beat you. So you might just as well go ahead and bid six and hope it makes. It's like playing with the bank's money, Mariana.
Oh
Oh, maybe I
gosh.
shouldn't have said that to somebody that's so closely aligned with the bank.
Banking's pretty tight at the moment. I was in Teams today and I was just in a shop and these ladies were just chatting and they said, obviously someone's house was on the market and they just said, oh, the banks take so long now that everyone just puts in a contract subject to finance because the banks take so long. No, that's not right. Not right for our bank anyway. Could be for others. What do you reckon?
Well, actually, this is a bridge show. We shouldn't be talking about this, but we had a mortgage broker talking to us just the other day, and he said where they used to advise people to put 10 working days for not finance, now you should put 15. And actually, he said it's probably better if you put 20 working days because it seems to be taking so much longer. But hey, maybe not everybody banks with the cooperative bank. Oops, free
Oops.
ad.
Coming up next, we're heading off to the courthouse. Director, please.
How can I help?
Judge Julie presiding.
Good morning, 1 week before Christmas. Woot woot. Are you ready?
No.
Here's a Christmas present for you, Julie. I suppose most people are aware, but hey, there may be some that aren't aware. We believe, Mariana and I, that is, that you don't have to alert bids, well, that aren't opening bids, over the level of three no trump. So anything at the four level, no matter what it is, whether it's a Cupid or whether it's Gerber or whether it's whatever it is not alertable. Is that the case? And why is that the case?
Okay, so first of all, be really, really clear. Opening bids at any level that are conventional are alertable. The only exception would be the two club opener, the ACOL two club opener, which is very, very strong. Every other bid that is conventional, no matter what level you open it at, it is alertable. And since there's only ever one opening bid made, because the opposing side are then overcalling or whatever they might do, that's what happens. Any other bid made at the four level or higher is not alertable. Now, that's because we have three different types of bids. We have self-alerting bids, which are Q-bids, and bids that we don't require alert because commonly they are conventional. And so if we open at the one level and our partner jumps to the four level, very often that has special meanings and our opponents know this. Now, this is a problem between competitive players and club players. If we play tournaments and we play against people who come from other clubs, we will have different ideas about what things mean, about what is common, what our expectations are. So the alert procedure is designed for things where different groups of people meeting and we need to know what we alert and what we don't. At club level, it's a lot more confusing because our beginners, novices, and intermediates perhaps opens OneNote Trump and alerting transfers. And so there is a bit of disparity about what happens. So if we're at club level and we're relaxed and we're playing and we don't play a lot of really competitive bridge, if we alert something that doesn't need alerting, we will not often end up in trouble. So if you're in doubt about whether you should alert something or not, then I would say either ask the director before you sit down or alert it. And this applies to any level. And the other thing, if you are playing in tournaments, then it's important that we get this a bit more right. The ask a more senior player about what to expect and what's going to happen. All right.
I've seen a lot of people alert, and like an opening bit of four hearts or four spades.
Well, four clubs and four diamonds are commonly alerted because people play a thing called namyats, right? So four clubs shows hearts, four diamonds shows spades. Patrick and I play four clubs and four diamonds show six plus in the bid minor with a five plus major. Some people play specific ace asking. Four clubs or four no trumps is used in that context. So there are a lot of different bids available to people. Admittedly, when someone opens and you jump to the four level as an overcall, often it will be natural, but not always. So when that stop card comes out that everybody uses around the country, and we count 10 or 15 because we've made a really big jump bid, all right, and people need to think, then while that stop card is out and you're thinking about what you do, it's important that you look interested. So please ask, what does the bid mean? And sometimes you'll be surprised to find out it means something completely different to what you expected.
So on the face of it, we'd just say that Mariana's four hearts and four spades openers probably don't get alerted because they're just hearts or spades. But I guess if you are playing the convention called namyats, where four clubs shows a good hand with hearts and four diamonds shows a good hand with, then four hearts or four spades should be alerted, I suppose.
Because, I mean, four hearts and four spades are preemptive, right?
Yeah.
So in what way are they not just normal preemptive bids? Mm. So if there is some special understanding, I mean, if you open two hearts or two spades, it could be strong, intermediate, or weak. None of those are alertable if the bid just shows hearts. The range of that bid does not make it alertable. But if it shows hearts and something else, then it becomes alertable because there's additional information about what suits you hold or don't hold.
Right.
Something that you bid might be really unexpected, it doesn't hurt you to alert most of the time. If it's wrong to alert, someone will let you know, but it doesn't often cause a problem.
My personal favourite is when people say, oh, I don't know whether I should alert this, and then alert it.
Well, I mean, that's a problem, isn't it? Do you or don't you? I mean, what is and what isn't? And I mean, noticeably, teaching people to alert is an interesting thing. Transfers are so commonly played, a lot of people have seen recently not to be alerting them. And they are definitely alertable because when you bid partner opens one no trump and you bid two hearts, you are promising spades, not hearts.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And some people, some very good players, do not play transfers. So it is not that everyone in the world plays simple transfers because they don't. So every now and then, someone will do something different and you'll get a surprise.
What do you do if you are like one no trump and you do play transfers and your partner writes two hearts and they don't alert it? What do you do?
You pretend they've alerted it. That's your agreement. You have to bid whatever your agreement is. Partner not doing something, not alerting something they should, because maybe they've forgotten or they don't normally play it, that's not information you are entitled to. If you open one no trump, and this is part of the reason we have these self-alerting bids, all right? So if we open one no trump and I bid two hearts and you don't alert it, I'm just going to assume you forgot because we've agreed it. That's what our agreement is, and I will bid accordingly.
Yeah.
All right? I'm not allowed to actually do, if you bid two hearts and I don't alert it and I bid two spades, I mean, that's fine, right? If you bid two hearts and it goes pass and I pass, well, you've just learnt from the auction that I've forgotten what we're doing.
Yeah.
I've done that before many years ago when I was a junior player. I did that.
shoot.
When your opponents have one diamond and your partner bids two diamonds, it is not alertable. And that is because except for very novice players, In general, we do not bid the opponent's suit to play in because it's not a good idea. So no one plays a bit of the opponent's suit as wanting to play there. It is conventional. Everyone plays it as conventional.
Yeah.
Asking for a hold or showing Michaels or doing something with it. All right, so that becomes self-alerting because we know someone opens one diamond and the next person bids two diamonds. We know it doesn't mean diamonds. Or we think we know it doesn't mean diamonds.
I mean, you know, sometimes, certainly the poor old club suit gets a bit of a hard time, doesn't it? And so some people open a club and some people do play that if they overcall two clubs, it's natural. I don't, but, you know.
I know, yeah. And without regard to what the probabilities of various things are, I played with my son 5-1 trump and he bid at the 2 level. He was playing a bid that was natural and forcing. And it was actually quite fun to play. But it was so outside what people did and what we teach even nowadays, right? So I was stuck because if I alerted it, people would think it was a transfer. And if I didn't alert it, they'd think it was weak and telling everyone, you know, that it was a weak takeout. And it was absolutely none of those things. So I did that. Maybe I should alert it.
I guess in the end, you probably did end up alerting it. But, yeah.
Well, I sort of alerted it and said it's not what you expect. Which is, you know, sort of a bit weird when we alert things because they shouldn't be what we expect. So alerts are a bit of a minefield in some ways, and there are some things that aren't alertable, and they are not alertable for reasons that get discussed in great depth in this household at times because we don't agree, Patrick and I. But for all of that, it's mainly because when people start playing tournaments and we come from different places and we all have different ideas. Michael's is huge. There is an incredible different combination for Michael's cubits with point count and all sorts, depending on where in the country you come from.
Yeah.
All right. So these bids aren't self-alerting. Like Patrick and I play a really conventional system that will be alerted, that will be outside the expectation of someone who hasn't come across it before. So there's a whole raft of stuff about what we do or don't do. And what you are allowed to play and not allowed to play in tournaments depends on the level. So we protect people as they are learning. And clubs sometimes have that sort of thing as well.
All right. Anything else, Barry?
I don't know. I'm just wondering. Wondering what conventions Santa's going to have as his sack this year.
We could talk about that.
Are you changing your system?
Adding another couple of pages.
Should we be looking for new teammates?
Julie just might have a couple of surprises coming up at the score up time.
Oh, that was good for us.
Well, the next time we'll talk to you, it'll be Christmas Day. We'll see you then.
Okay, bye.
And because we're heading into Christmas, I thought I'll play one of my favourite Christmas carols. Enjoy.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Now it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Now the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Leading into the new year, there's a special type of tournament on BBO.
Oh, for a minute there, I thought you were going to talk about leading.
No, I'm not.
So BBO have got this special tournament. It's absolutely free and gratis. It's going to be held on the 30th and 31st of December.
Yep.
But your last chance for 2023, prepare for a spectacular year-end bridge tournament. New Year's countdown is coming soon.
And it's free.
Join friends on BBO for the final weekend of the year and bid farewell to 2023 with cards, camaraderie and celebration.
You don't need a partner.
You don't need a partner. There'll be a massive free robot tournament for everyone. Special AHCBL sanctioned robot day long tournaments to bridge over the holiday season. You'll be finishing the year on a high and starting the new year in style.
I think that's great. 12 board match, is that right?
Yep. And it doesn't cost you a brass razoo.
Oh, I think that's an awesome way to play bridge. Not a lot of people do. I haven't actually been playing on BBO very much.
But, you haven't been playing anywhere very much, Mariana. I don't know where you've been. I thought you'd gone into hibernation.
Yeah, no.
I thought you were going to come out and turn into a butterfly. Oh, hang on a minute. Is that hibernation? I'm not sure that's caterpillars to butterflies.
But we get the drift. I'm going to get back to the bridge table. Just been a lot happening lately. So next week I'll have 3 days up in Papatoa. Then I'll play the 30th and the 31st. And then particularly I'm thinking about going to Thames.
I'm just worried about your partner at Papatoa, Barbara Daly. Now, how is she going to cope with a partner that doesn't know spades from clubs, hasn't seen a card for weeks and weeks, and is going to go down there and try and plan a 5A tournament at Papatoa? How is she going to cope?
I don't know. We've got an hour and 10 minutes to review the system. The system card, we'll have to write a new one, so I'll tap that out and I'll just make sure that it's still the same as last year when we played it.
I'll help.
Yeah, you help. Can.
You're saying, you can't play that. Don't play that. Cross that out. Put this on.
It's just what we need. I'll say, you'll have to talk to Barbara.
I'm happy to talk to Barbara. I'm just worried about her mental health playing with you for 3 days after all this time with no bridge. Anything could happen.
It'll be fun.
It might be fun for you, but what about Barb?
And we'll put a side wager on it, of course, so we'll see how we go. A side wager would be $2 and it has to be over 53%.
Yeah, well, let's hope at least one of us can get over 53%. There'll be holiday bridge coming up at the Hamilton Bridge Club and most other bridge clubs around the country, I guess, although a bit of a break over that Christmas Boxing Day sort of period.
All right, well, that's about it for this week. We will catch you at the table, people.
Bye for now.
The fire is slowly dying. And my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
New Zealand Bridge, sponsoring bridge from beginner to international, nationwide.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.